Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Most of the first century churches outside Judea were composed of people who had been Gentile. There were some Jews in most of the churches, as is evident by reading the epistles. But most of the members were from Gentile background. Many of the Gentiles had been devoted to some of the worst forms of behavior human beings could invent. Peter wrote of those who had wrought the will of the Gentiles. When we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banqueting, and abominable idolatries. 1 Peter 4:3. The Apostle Peter used three expressions in this verse, which apply to the use of beverage alcohol. Excess of wine, revelings, and banqueting. I shall concentrate today on the phrase, excess of wine. The Greek word translated excess of wine is composed of two Greek words. Oinos means wine and fluo means to bubble up. The word is rendered drunkenness in some versions. Do I have to tell you how appropriate these words are for modern America? These words from King Solomon ought to challenge the thinking of all who are devoted to strong drink or to those who approve of it. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contention? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? They who tarry long at the wine. They who go to seek mixed wine. Look not upon the wine when it is red, when it gives his color in the cup, when it moves itself aright. At the last it bites like a serpent, and stings like an adder. Your eyes shall behold strange women, and your heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, you shall be as he who lies down in the midst of the sea, or as he who lies upon the top of the mast. They have stricken me, you shall say, but I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. Proverbs 23:29-35. In view of what the Scriptures say about strong drink, and in view of what we know about its effects on individuals, on homes, on businesses, and on society in general, how can anyone support the legalization of beverage alcohol? How can anyone participate in any activity which does so much damage to all Americans? The following statistics may be overwhelming, but they need to be mentioned. 50% of all divorces are directly related to someone's drinking beverage alcohol. At least 50% of all serious crimes in the United States are caused by someone's drinking. Almost 50% of highway fatalities are caused by drinking. We have no hard figures relating to child abuse and spouse abuse. But every social worker, every preacher, and marriage counselor knows that alcohol contributes significantly to family violence. Did you know that thousands of American sailors and soldiers were drunk, and the Japanese knew they would be drunk the night the Japanese Air Force struck Pearl Harbor? Officers and enlisted men were so drunk they could not respond to the attack. I have stood on the memorial at Pearl Harbor and grieved over the 1,500 American boys who are buried in the USS Arizona. Was strong drink the only culprit in the infamous attack on Pearl Harbor? No one believes that. But what if the men in Honolulu had all been sober the night the Japanese struck? Would it have made a difference? Are men so dedicated to drinking that they endanger their own lives and the lives of many others by their devotion to a drug? And alcohol is a drug. Remember these words from the Lord. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 20:1. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.